Hi, James Tao with a look at the day's market action. And Thursday was certainly a much calmer session for local investors after seeing the market rally by around 5.5% over Tuesday and Wednesday. Investors took a bit of a breather on Thursday. We had the ASX 200 lifting less than 2 points to close at 6,817 points. And it was a rather choppy session. The market really did swing between gains and losses throughout the day. A real standout on our market, though, was the energy sector. We had OPEC Plus meeting overnight to discuss oil production, and it did actually decide to cut its production quota by 2 million barrels per day. So that was very supportive of our local oil and gas providers, the likes of Woodside up about 2.5%, Santos up close to that 2% mark, while some of the coal miners also saw some pretty big gains in that energy sector. Whitehaven up about 7%, Stanmore Resources, a smaller coal company, up around the 8% mark. A number of sectors did manage to see improvements today, the likes of materials, technology, utilities, and also industrials. But what really did hold the market back from even further gains was the financial sector. We had the major weight coming from the big four banks, which were all lower. We also saw Magellan down quite sharply, the investment firm falling more than 8% today. It did release an update in terms of its funds under management, and it did see quite a sharp outflow from August to September. It saw funds under management falling around 11%, from 57.6 billion to about 50.9 billion. Another sharp decline on our market today, AI technology company Appen falling about 12%. It also came out with some earnings, an earnings update. It was a downgrade, and basically it's expecting contraction in terms of its margins at earnings for the financial year of 2022 to be sharply lower, or materially lower, than FY21, where it saw its earnings or constant currency at about $78 million. For FY22, earnings or EBITDA expected to be between 13 to 18 million. So that is quite a sharp decline. Its stock has now fallen more than 70% over 2022. The Aussie dollar, though, has managed to rally in the past 8 hours or so on a bit of US dollar weakness and a slight bump in commodity prices, now buying about 65.3 US cents.